Hello, everybody. This is George here. And this will be the final part to my review of these Logitech UE6000 headphones. I've enjoyed sort of testing them, and I've run them through their paces. I've played a whole bunch of different sorts of music on them. I've had them hooked to the iPhone, and I've used an adapter to get them hooked up to my stereo system. And I've come to quite enjoy them. This decision's already been made. I will be keeping them. They're a quality product. They are really well built. They're a heavy headphone, much more than I would have thought this day and age. I mean, there's metal in them. I think the core of the band that runs over the head is metal. It's got plastic around it and sort of rubber coating and, of course, a nice soft cushion so that they're very, very comfortable. And that's the next thing I was going to go to, is that they're heavy, they're well constructed. Yeah, their headphones are built like a tank, but, very comfortable. You almost forget that they're as heavy as they are. I even weighed them against the professional pair of Sennheiser headphones that I use when I'm doing sound. And they're just an isolating headphone by way of the cushions on the head. And these also have that effect. They isolate a lot of sound, even if you're not using the noise-canceling feature. They do a great job of damping a lot of the outside noise out. Something about this Boo, I am actually using these headphones connected to my iPhone, so you're hearing the microphone that comes with these. I kind of want to test this out a little bit. It just hangs on the cord. I don't think it's nearly as sensitive noise-wise as the typical Apple microphone that comes on either the stock headphones or the EarPods, which is a good thing, because any sort of scuffling, I found that it interacted badly with my beard. Or any other movement, if it so much as touched anything. This will get excited if you touch the actual little hole where the microphone comes out of, but other than that, it's pretty tame. Now, the big thing about the sound of these headphones, for the most part, I've been using these passively. I've experimented a little with the noise canceling, and as noise canceling, it works pretty good. They rate it as a 10 dB isolation, and I think that's very accurate. The reason that I don't use the active part of them all that much is that it equalizes the sound. And just being a sound guy and having some puristic tendencies, as in not liking the sound, changed all that much. I don't always go for that. I could see it coming in handy if you were listening to a particularly thin recording and it just needed some enrichment. It does seem to work that way. Although if a recording, for instance, is already bass heavy and you turn on the equalization, it's overwhelming. It does boost the high end, and again, this seems to be much more noticeable in some recordings than others. It's not always unwelcome, but I think for the most part, I can do without. So that's the only thing. One thing that I would suggest to Logitech for these headphones is a three-position switch for the noise canceling. Off, then just turn on the noise canceling, so make them active. But don't change the EQ, so on flat, basically. And then the third position being as it is now, as it is when it's turned on, with the EQ if you want it. The amplifier increases the sensitivity, so if you have a device that's particularly low gain, that can come in handy. But the adverse effect to that is if you have a device that's at all noisy, you will amplify that sound. Now the sound itself, quite transparent. Voices sound very natural. Highs sound pretty natural. I mean, in some cases they might be a tad subtle, which I can I guess is why they offer the boost, but at the same time, the bass is very well developed on its own. It's very accurate. If it's on the recording, you'll hear it, basically. Almost to the point where if it's very low, you'll feel it. And I think it takes a fair bit of precision to do that. They're 40mm drivers. I don't even want to try figuring out what that is in inches. I'm used to measuring in inches, but... overall, I like them. The sound compares well, in fact, with a pair of headphones that I've had since the 80s, and I keep them around for very occasional uses, but they're considered retired because, frankly, they're falling apart. They're old, top-of-the-line, though, realistic, when realistic was a quality make, headphone with a titanium diaphragm for the driver, and they're extremely accurate for the most part. You know, they don't add anything. They might be a little high-heavy, because I remember a friend of mine, when I bought them from him, he worked in Radio Shack, and he said, you might have to increase the bass on these. Well, okay, that being said, for the most part, they were fairly flat, but I always regarded them as my best headphones, and these compared with them. So for a long time, I have not seen the quality that I have seen in these headphones. I would highly recommend them to anybody, and I would consider the noise canceling, of course, optional. And given that it is as effective as it is, even with just the pads, I would not recommend wearing them in an environment where you needed to hear what was going on. However, I would recommend them in an environment where you wanted to just immerse yourself in the music, because, boy, they'll certainly do that for you. They will give they say they're an immersive experience. I agree 100%. They can be very immersive. Enough that you don't want to take them off. I even find after wearing them that they stay relatively cool. I found that I got a bit hot sometimes when I wore other headphones. It felt that the areas were heating up. So these ones, for whatever reason, even there, they're quite good. So Logitech really thought them out. It's debatable, just because of that equalization being there, it lowers my score. These would easily be a 9.5 or higher, 9 point something out of 10. But it's now, I would rate them as easily an 8.5 still. Because you can certainly use them without the equalization, or if you like that kind of thing with the sound expanded slightly, the equalization is there for you. They rate them, you get lots of use out of it. 40 hours worth of listening out of the batteries, I would think, unless you're really cranking them up. They rate them on average that way. Anyway, again, any questions, feel free. But I'll end it here. Take care, and thanks for listening. Bye for now. Pause recording. Just want to drop a final note. In the first review, I had said I had thought there was a Logitech logo on each earpiece of the headphones, or on the sides of the headphones. It's not, it's just UE. My mistake, so just to correct that. Anyway, as I said before, take care, and thank you for listening. Bye for now. Pause.